to seeing this as a Big Ten game. Washington leads USC 26-21 with a minute 55 remaining. Earlier, it was Ohio State over Penn State 20-13. Minnesota, a big road win in Champaign against Illinois 25-17. Northwestern in overtime got past Purdue 26-20. Oregon remains unblemished, a 38-17 beatdown of Michigan at the Big House. Indiana remains undefeated after falling behind early 10-0. The Hoosiers rolled 47-10. UCLA knocked off Nebraska in Lincoln 27-20. Iowa wins here 42-10. As the Badgers have to pick themselves up off the canvas, to say the least. And still try to solve. We talked about the rush yards allowed. There's still this mystery of the offense, and it's a mystery 5 years old now. I mean, to put it in perspective. But, you know, when you need, Tosh, we said it during the broadcast, when the defense needs a blow here, like you've been gashed, you need something from the offense, and that's where those three and outs came into play. We saw last week at crunch time against Penn State. We saw it a lot earlier tonight.
We did, and I think you look back and when this offense and when this team was finding ways to win games in that three-game winning streak, you did see that, where the offense would pick up the defense. And then if the offense made a mistake, the defense would, you know, kind of batten it down and either hold them to a field goal or not. And tonight that obviously is not what we saw. So complimentary football is a real thing. You have to kind of play off of each other. Sometimes the matchups aren't great, and you have to do some things. And I thought tonight was one of those games that Wisconsin's offense needed to possess the football and pick up first downs and keep it, because Iowa is a physical group, and maybe you're a little bit beat up on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, unfortunately, you couldn't do that. And then that snowball just kept building and building and building, and eventually it kind of burst through, and that's how you end up getting beat by 32 points.
Yeah, the turnover bug continuing. Couple interceptions tonight for Braden Locke. Tawee Walker, 16 carries for 57 yards.
It's been
yards.
So difficult on yep. the ground the last couple weeks.
Really has.
It's,
yep.
And when we've had success, you saw Tawee was just rolling. And, you know, to get that rhythm, and, you know, we wanted guys lathered up. And now I think this bye, and I know we joke a lot about it because it is funny how many times the bye week falls at a perfect time. This team needs a bye.
Yeah, it does.
They really do. Unlike the last time when we said they needed a bye at that time of the year, this time I think to get this three-game stretch, I really do think get everybody away, get a little mental break, and reset the clock.
Yeah, this is that scheduling quirk. It happens, you know, not often, but it at all, but it has happened before. This is a season with two bye weeks for Wisconsin. So it's heal up a little bit and then get yourself ready, because Oregon is next, then Nebraska. Those teams are hard to move the ball against. And then the rivalry game speaks for itself with Minnesota. 42-10, Iowa over Wisconsin tonight. We'll have more of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show in 3 minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here from Brewpub of Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools and Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to one of the longest running festivals in the state, Flamorama, August 2nd through the 4th. Look for the big tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The lineup of entertainment is free Saturday at 5 p.m. It's Small Town Famous. Come on, talk about China, oh, oh. Small Town Famous, hailing from Mora, Minnesota. Then at 8:30 Saturday night, it's three-time Whammy winning cover band of the year, Sonic Circus. The weekend is filled with tons of entertainment and nonstop activities. For more information, go to parkfalls.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE. The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Dealers postgame show as Iowa puts it to Wisconsin tonight, 42-10. It's an interesting day in the top 25. They're getting late. South Carolina leading 10th-ranked Texas A&M 30-20. Louisville has pounced on 11th-ranked Clemson. 2.5 minutes left in that game. The Cardinals lead 33-14. Tennessee's in a dogfight. 7th-ranked Vols up 3 over Kentucky, 21-18. About less than 9 minutes remaining in that game. Pitt is being swarmed by SMU at home, 41-11. Iowa State today took a loss for the first time this season. Texas Tech with a late touchdown to beat the Cyclones in Ames, 23-22. And number 17, Kansas State, fell to Houston, 24-19. So the unranked taking down the ranked once again. This is November. It's when it gets real, and it could get real sobering, and that was the case for Wisconsin tonight, coming into Iowa City and losing by 32 points as they get ready for the Oregon Ducks. And Tausch, they go into the Big House, and it's clearly not remotely close to the championship team that Michigan put out there last year. But you go in there and win handily like that, as Texas did early in the year, you know they're serious. They're a team that we thought going in, Ohio State with a $20 million payroll to their football team, and you know, they've got an all-star cast. I think they got some coin in Eugene, Oregon, too. That team is for real.
Little Phil Knight cash.
Little bit.
They're really good, and I think their offense is super explosive. They're a good football team, and you don't get to be ranked number one. You beat Ohio State. So it's not going to get any easier. It's going to continue to be a challenge for this group, and they're going to have to continue to rise up because tonight was a very humbling night. And if you're going to come back and play anything similar to that, you're going to get humbled again. And when you continue to get humbled, it gets incredibly frustrating. So my guess would be you have a lot of prideful cats. You're going to be playing at home. You're going to see the best that this group's got after the bye, going to be fresh, and we'll see how the rest of the season goes. And hopefully tonight will be viewed as the low point for this football season.
Yeah, get ready for a drive home in the rain. Where's your raincoat again?
I don't know what I was thinking, but I got a sweatshirt, I got a vest, and I thought, oh, it was a beautiful day. Outside of the game, love my time here in Iowa City. It was beautiful. A lot of great people here.
Yes, sir.
But for some reason, I thought, well, it's beautiful out here. Not realizing or checking a forecast, I brought an actual raincoat, which I never do, and it's tucked beautifully in my car.
So nice and dry.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Unlike you. You won't
exactly.
be up. It's going to be a little.
You know, it's fun driving 3 hours in a like, smelling like a wet dog.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it'll be great. We got that. You got that to
so
look
the only thing
to.
The only thing I'm bummed about is we didn't carpool this time. That would have even been more fun.
Well, I mean, you're driving in from everywhere. You're a man about the world. So, enjoy your bye week.
Yeah, I will.
Yep. Come by the Kohl Center.
I will. I'll make sure to tune in.
Yeah, sure you will. Come on by. We'll save a seat for you. Badger basketball Monday night against Holy Cross. Our coverage starts at 6, tip time set for 7 o'clock. That'll do it for us here at historic Kinnick Stadium. Our thanks to Mark Tauscher, Mike Heller up at the booth, Dave McCann keeping us in line, Patrick Kerb on the sidelines, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. Again, your final, Iowa 42, Wisconsin 10. Stay with us. Much more to come. Billy Schmidt and Lance Allen standing by as our local Wisconsin and UP 4 dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Boghead. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make.
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Go Badgers, go Packers, go to McFarland's! Sorry, I got on a roll. But if you want to put points on the board, it's hard to go wrong when you pass, kick, or just run into McFarland's. With tires, hardware, egg machinery, and power equipment sales, parts, and service, chainsaws, snow blowers, RTVs, as well as rental equipment for projects and parties, well, it's a no-brainer touchdown to shop here at McFarland's. 780 Carolina Street, one block south of Highway 12 in Sauk City.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
We continue with the local Wisconsin UP4 dealers postgame. I'm Bill Schmidt along with Lance Allen. 42-10, the Hawkeyes roll, run through whatever adjective you'd like to use, Lance Allen. That is one of the most physically imposing efforts I think a lot of Badger fans have watched in opposition put on the Badgers. And that one,
as Bob Uecker said at the end of game three of the wild card series this year, that one had some sting on it.
Yeah.
And it did for 60 minutes today, 42-10.
No doubt about it. I mean, we talked about it, Billy. Last time Iowa hung 40 plus points on the Badgers, 1975, 45-28 loss. Badgers, this is the first time they've lost to an unranked team this year. And that's what maybe stings even more, is coming in, they were 5-0 against unranked teams and 0-3 against ranked teams. Okay, sometimes you are what you are.
Yeah.
You are what your record says. And they just got handled by an unranked team. They led 3-0, and then it was literally 42-7 the rest of the way. 28 unanswered points. So that's a lot of dominance to talk about. I don't think we can do a lot of happy talk. I don't think we can sugarcoat a lot on this one, Billy. This one is a tough one, because when you look at it and just kind of setting up what it is, they're going to have to lick their wounds over the bye week and come up with some answers, like what they did the last time around when they had a week off, because
no
now
doubt.
You've got potentially the number one team in the nation, Oregon, coming into town, Nebraska, and Minnesota. This was kind of that, you know, basically election, referendum, whatever you want to say, because we're in that time of the year, Billy, where, you know, are you in that second tier? Well, it doesn't look like they are, because now you're behind Minnesota at 4-2, Iowa at 4-2. You're lumped in with Illinois at 3-3, Michigan at 3-3, you know, Washington 2-3
sure.
right now,
yep.
Nebraska 2-4. You're
yep.
kind of in that category. Right
well,
now.
And I think that's kind of where you've been and where a lot of times you'll end up living. I think the way that you struggle to live with this result is the fashion, right? Like, you've done this to a lot of teams. You've done
yeah.
this to a lot of teams where you've come out and moved the line of scrimmage. Now, I don't know how many different times, Lance, you're an alum, you might be able to tell me better than this.
Yeah.
How many times the Badgers put up 40 points throwing it 10 times?
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2024, and a team's going to put it in the air 10 times and put up a 40-piece on you. That's going to be a really,
passing.
Really difficult day.
That's all they needed.
Yeah,
93 yards passing.
And to be able to come out of here after multiple different versions of L's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thrashing against Alabama, could see that one coming, feel the game in your grasp a week ago, a top five opponent at your place, great opportunity. You let one slip away against USC, plays go your way, this, that, and the third. This one, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to argue that it's the worst loss of the season. It's the worst that I can think of for a couple of years, I would say. However, it was also not in your own park, which makes it a little bit easier to swallow. Like, that is that's one where Tausch was talking about it. You just mentioned it, licked the wounds over the bye week. There's never a bad time to get a week off.
Yeah.
A lot of times you want to play right away after a game like this. But you do need some real corrections, and this might be one to sit on and let stew for a couple of weeks before Oregon comes to camp.
They got worked on both lines. We talked about it
for
a
second
bit last
straight week.
Week.
Yeah,
for a second straight week, they got worked on both lines. Iowa 6 of 11 on third downs, so I think they usually more often than not could convert. 329 yards on the ground, you know, 6.1 average. That's not acceptable. And then, Billy, the other disappointing thing to me was just the confusion on that opening drive, where usually you, not that you necessarily have to have all scripted plays, because the Badgers run do have a RPO run pass option type offense, but they just looked out of sync from the jump. Like, 8 penalties, 55 yards, just seemed like they were looking for answers. They didn't really have chemistry, cohesion. There was a lot of confusion, really no rhythm right out of the box. Once again, 2 turnovers to 0. You're not going to, you know, win many games on that battle. And
mm-hmm.
the time of possession
yeah.
battle on the road as well. Sometimes time of possession can be a little deceiving, but, you know, 33.5 to 26.5, you're not going to win that one either.
And back when it was a game to start this thing out, way back when, at about 6:35 when this thing kicked off, a punt after you get a first down to the Hawkeyes on their first possession, you drive the length of the field, 12 plays, almost 6.5 minutes. I think there's 6 combined penalties, 3 on each team on that laborious drive that moves it through halfway through the first quarter. You're up 3-0. They miss a field goal. Might be a call of the game later on here, because it's an excellent one by Tausch and Matt to keep it 3-0. And then, Lance, a familiar situation. Each of the games that Braden Locke has started, we'll talk about it all night long, throws a pick. This one, again, difficult. The one in the second half might be even worse, but this one the worst because it's the tipping point of the game where I thought LePay hit on it perfectly. You feel it. Texters and emailers and tweeters, all of our listeners feel, Badger fans kind of feel it the same way of this team has struggled to be able to regain momentum when that deflating play has gone against them. And tonight, it just opened the absolute floodgates at Kinnick.
Well, they're not either deep enough or they don't have the, whether it's the confidence, whether it's the rhythm, whether it's the whatever, to overcome big fatal mistakes like that. Like if you're a good team, you can let it rip and you can probably overcome at least a few self-inflicted wounds. But it's just, they make the fatal mistake and then it's like death by paper cuts. Like you said, Billy, Iowa only needed to pass it 10 times. That's literally it.
10 times.
They just, it's death by paper cuts. They can just keep doing chunk plays. And when you're running the ball for more than 6 yards a carry, you know that you're going to move the chains and you know that you're going to control basically everything. And they knew they had the control up front, and that was the ball game. And it was the ball game very early in this one. So there's a lot to digest, a lot to chew on, a lot to think about in this one that, there's going to be some, tough questions, tough things to chew on.
No doubt.
They didn't have a lot of explosive plays in this game like they've had in past games. Braden Locke, once again, mired in that 50% area as far as completions go. Just a lot of things.
And a lot of it is you start realizing the kind of football team you are. And right now, you have a pretty good understanding into the month of November who you are. And right now, they're a team that needs to get better. You say some tough questions. Those will get asked of the head coach. Our guy Mike Heller stands by with the head coach coming up on the other side of a quick timeout. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. After a disappointing 42-10 beatdown by the Hawkeyes of our Badgers here tonight, go into a bye week. Never a bad time for a week off. Great time for a week off as the Badgers ride a tough two-game losing streak into the bye. Fall 5-4 overall here tonight. 42-10, the final at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Our postgame show presented by the local Wisconsin UP4 dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride before the Shamrock supplied.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from dusk till dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at joneschev.com, schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We continue with the local Wisconsin UB4 Dealers postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Lance Allen, alongside Badgers thump tonight in Iowa City. 42-10, the final at Kinnick Stadium. We throw it to our guy, Mike Keller, standing by with the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, Luke Fickell.
Luke, these are challenging. Let's talk a little bit about the response after a turnover offensively for the second week in a row. I'm sure you weren't happy with how your team responded.
No, I mean, there's not a whole lot that we probably are happy with today. So, no, I mean, that's just one of the things that kind of sticks out to you. This is, you know, the exact opposite of what complimentary football kind of looks like. And there's not a whole lot you can say. I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit. They took it to us in every aspect of the game tonight.
What are the initial reactions? I know it's a challenging moment. Obviously, we're talking just after you leave the locker room. But what are those thoughts in your mind right now?
I don't know. It's you know, it's one of those things you're a little bit lost and baffled. You know, it really hasn't happened to us like this. You know, we've obviously taken some, you know, some situations and, you know, obviously some, you know, early on game against Alabama, but still it doesn't feel like it was anything like this. This was something where they just took over the game and complete control of it by pounding the football and running the football, and we were a step behind in everything that we did tonight.
Offensively for Iowa, they kind of told you what they were going to do, and then they did it, which is probably pretty demoralizing at some level in that regard.
Well, I don't know if they told us what they were going to do. You know, they definitely did a really good job at what they wanted to do. You know, and we didn't have a whole lot of answers. So, you know, twofold, give them credit, but that's on me. That's on us. No matter what the situation, we got to find ways to continue to fight. We got to find ways. We got to have answers, especially coming out in the second half.
Two more for you, Luke. One, the message to your team after one like this.
Yeah, it's tough. It's you know, don't point a finger. You know, we got to really kind of internalize the things we got to look for and what we got to see. And you know, everybody's going to have a ability to point at something else and some type of excuse. But how do you pull the thumb and make sure you really kind of look at yourself and the things that you got to do individually, and then we're going to find out a lot about ourselves. You know, this is obviously very, very, very difficult, and to have a bye week that it's going to have to sit in your gut for a little bit longer, and you know, it doesn't get any easier.
That is the last question, and that is about the bye week. And I don't know, bye weeks happen when they happen. So how do you treat it?
Yeah, that's why you put a schedule in place ahead of time so that you know you don't have a knee-jerk reaction. But you know, it gives us some time that we gotta kind of look back at ourselves and find a way, you know, to play your best ball at the end of the year. And this is the start of November, and that's not what it's supposed to look like. So, bye week or not, there's a lot of things that we've got to kind of look internally at and find a way to get better.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Back up to you, Matt.
Thank you, Mike Keller, with Coach Luke Fickell here. A couple of very, very fascinating answers there. Lance, I thought one of the answers that I really appreciated was where Luke tries to hold back on, yeah. You know, I don't think they just told us where they were going and how they were going to drum us.
Yeah.
However, in the final three quarters of football, when they outscore you 42-7,
yes.
And in the second half,
their drive charts go. 10 plays, 86, 5.5 minutes, and
that's
a touchdown.
Yep.
One play, 12 yards, 18 seconds for a touchdown.
Yep.
8 plays, 77 yards, 4.5
that's
minutes
a dominant drive.
For a touchdown. And 12 plays, 66 yards,
another dominant drive.
7-plus minutes on that one.
Yeah.
For, a Hawkeye touchdown. They go 4-for-4 on TD drives in the second half. Every time they touched it, they ended up in pay dirt. Yeah, they kind of did. They dictated the physicality. They told you what they wanted to do, and then they did it to you. He said, we haven't had it done to us like this. This one will sting, and this one will sit with you for a while.
Not that they needed a lot, Billy, but two turnovers, you get full touchdowns, 14 points off those two turnovers
instantly.
Like, like that can't happen, and it's just total dominance. Like you mentioned, like you could sense the frustration, obviously, in Luke Fickell's voice, and now they have a lot of soul searching to do in this break. And you know, like Oregon is a legit team that on your home field, it could be very bad. So you need to really dig down and determine who's going to step up, who's going to do whatever. I'm not even saying, you know, now at this point, you're not even saying win the game. You're just saying who is going to step up. Who's going to have pride, and who's going to say, we need better come 2 weeks from today? You know what I mean? We don't know what time that game is, but it might be two weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be, and what's it going
to
be?
Well, what it is going to be is Lance Allen and myself, Bill Schmidt, trying to continue to make sense of it all here tonight. We got a lot of time to do so. And we got your help coming up on the Talkin' Text line in a little while. Local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. Through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig today for the highest quality Certified Angus Beef.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is Phil Mee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted, and right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Russian Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
We continue with more of the local Wisconsin EB4 Dealers postgame. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. 42-10, the Hawkeyes dominate the Badgers for the final three quarters. Wasn't always that way. It's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
There's Vakos, 8 of 12 this season. 38-yard try here for the left hash mark. Snap spot. The kick is away, and the kick is good. Vakos from 38 yards away, and the Badgers have the first points of the night.
I don't know about you, Lance Allen. I was energized at that point. That's our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. That gave the Badgers a 3-0 lead at 6:15 to go in the first quarter on Nathaniel Vakos' 30.
And that's usually a bad sign. Just a little foreshadowing, Billy. A bad sign if the field goal or a field goal is the energizing play.
Could have been a 3-0 game. Then it would have.
Yeah,
but
that wouldn't have been very energizing for the whole entire 60 minutes.
At that
minutes.
Point, there probably would have been a good stop, a good fourth down conversion. Big Ten West football would have broken out once again. Instead, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes, a much different outfit. A couple of stats that have rolled through for the Hawkeyes in just showcasing a different style of Iowa football. Bruce Feldman covers this stuff for Fox Sports, one of the best in the business. Iowa beats Wisconsin 42-10 tonight. Fourth time the Hawkeyes have scored 40-plus points this year, as many times as they did in the previous 4 years combined.
How about
so
that?
Tim Lester comes in off of the Packers staff. I like that Matt threw that into the broadcast here. Senior consultant last year with the Green Bay Packers. Now he runs the offense for the Hawkeyes.
It's not a punt off anymore. It's not a punt off game. It's not a field
position
game.
But it's also not like they're doing anything that's crazy creative.
Correct.
What they're doing is lining up and playing bully ball,
they
big boy football,
and
they did it really, really well. They do exactly what they want.
Yep.
They run inside zone. They run outside zone. They got a hell of a back that's able to take advantage of it whenever he wants.
Yep.
And tonight, once you start moving those defensive linemen and they start feeling a little bit on skates and you start over-pursuing, Lance, that's an offensive lineman's dream when you're able to
mobile
go at
quarterback,
six-plus a tote, you know, like they were doing tonight.
Guy that's fairly accurate. I mean, I guess you don't have to be that accurate when you only throw 10 times and you complete 7, but still 70% completion percentage, and you just move the chains and keep doing what you're doing. They had no reason to get unbelievably creative or unbelievably crazy or whatever, because whatever they were doing was working. And like you said, Billy, wasn't maybe necessarily totally vanilla, but it wasn't like, you know, the unbelievable, most, you know, craziest offense you've ever seen in the world. And it definitely worked.
I know there's a lot of people that feel a lot of ways. We'll get to a lot of fan reaction coming up on the local side of our postgame show as we continue here after the Badgers fall 42-10. We'll hear from Braden Locke later on in the program as well. Badgers unable to establish much of anything on the ground. However, 52 yards apiece for Towie Walker and Darion Dupree. Much of Dupree's work later on into the game, into some garbage time. However, Dupree did have a nice burst here tonight, hopefully, and I imagine you'll see a lot more of that coming up in a couple of weeks. Badgers head into a much-needed bye after a 42-10 loss here tonight in Iowa City. More of our local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
This This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
At Richland Locker, stock up on fresh family packs of boneless chicken breasts for just $2.88 a pound. Or grab a 10-pound bag for only $24.80. Try the marinated chicken breast ready to cook for just $3.48 a pound. And don't miss the Jennie-O Honey Roasted Turkey for $8.48 a pound. Plus Swiss cheese at $5.98 a pound. Hunters, the Locker has you covered from snacks and dips to chips and fresh bread, plus a fantastic selection of beer and liquor. Richland Locker has everything you need. Richland Locker, where quality meets convenience.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Town and Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
This has been a presentation of Badger Football on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Proud to be bringing you coverage of college football all season long right here on WRCE Radio, on your Civic Media app, and online at WRCE.FM or WRCO.com. We thank you for tuning in for today's coverage of Badger Football.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now, Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Comes in here 2 weeks from potentially tonight. Maybe it ends up being a 2:30 game. I would doubt that it's an 11 a.m. boom with a West Coast team coming in here. However, they've done that. Right. I watched Washington kick off at 11 a.m. game against Rutgers a couple of weeks ago. So I have no clue what TV is going to do. Mm-hmm. I have no idea when this game is going to be. I do know it's going to be a redout, and I do know that right now, the best team in college football is coming to your crib here in 2 weeks.
You better have some answers, at least some answers of some type. And once again, it's kind of like the Penn State game. If you look at it objectively, you go, do you expect them to win? No. But you don't want to get embarrassed on your home field, and you want to make sure that you make the corrections of whatever it is, whether it's establishing the run a little more, whether it's a passing game where you keep it and maybe you simplify it and just look like there was a lot of confusion out there, or whatever, that you make sure that you know what the plays are, and then you have a defense that just whatever you're going to do with it, get after it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to have to be.
Felt like the noise was definitely a problem in the communication here tonight. And the next time you go out on the road, Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, going to be pretty loud.
Yeah.
It's going to be a loud, loud environment there as well. You just circled the last couple of remaining games for the Badgers. This one at Nebraska, home against Minnesota. You got to get one of those to get that elusive sixth win. Did not anticipate it would go, it would look like this. Mm-hmm. However, doesn't affect how you play against Nebraska. This won't affect how you play against Minnesota. And I'll tell you this. Doesn't affect how you play against Oregon. They could very much come out here. And Lance, if they play in any form or fashion like they did over the three-game winning streak, I understand the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Hand raised in air.
Yeah.
Don't expect it to look like Purdue against Oregon. However, if you come in with a little bit of confidence and you're able to get a couple of first downs and establish a little bit of rhythm, who knows? You can make it a little bit more interesting. But you got to be able to establish some kind of rhythm, and that really starts with the ground, and it starts by not losing the line of scrimmage like they have here in the last 2 days.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, Tui Walker never really got started. They got down early, so they couldn't give him the ball a lot or whatever. It was 16 carries, 52 yards, 3.3. Dupree, 7 carries, 52 yards. So they both had 52 yards, but they just could not establish much of anything on the ground, and you're going to be behind the entire time if you just can't, you know, establish that and control that line of scrimmage, as we found out, you know, throughout this game and even a lot in the last game as well.
Badgers lose tonight 42-10 to the Iowa Hawkeyes. They get a bye week, then host the Oregon Ducks, right now number one team in the country, on November 16th. Make sure once again to stick with us. Our local postgame show continues in Madison on 1310 WIBA AM, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee FM. And thanks to our on-site engineer Dave McCann and Aisha Jackson in our Learfield headquarters studios. I'm Bill Schmidt. That's Lance Allen. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Sports Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Bill Schmidt, hoping you'll join us coming up 2 weeks, November 16th, as the Badgers take on top-ranked Oregon at Camp Randall. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
take you back.
All right, Windows and Stones, the Mandevilles, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopherino, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Do appreciate you for hanging out. By the way, Breaking Still, Autopilot was the song before that. They are from the St. Catharines, Ontario area. I know they're working on some new music. I spoke to them a couple of weeks ago, and it looks like they're getting some big-time producers involved as well. So looking forward to more new music from the band Breaking Still. All right, going to wrap things up with these two songs, Black Flies, Fallen Leaves. After this one, it is Sunset Strip. So proud to be part of this project and play drums on this song. It's called Back to You. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here along Civic Media. Cheers, my friend.
Well, you said you'd always love me. You said you'd always stay. You said you'd always stay. Some I like the evening. You were like the day. You were like the day. Now you don't say nothing at all. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. But you don't say nothing at all. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. It's a long way home from you. I won't be back in a year. Cause all the fallen leaves, the birds, the breeze captured me again. And all the lies you tell someone else sure could use a friend. All the fallen leaves, the birds, the breeze will capture me again. And all the lies you tell to someone else sure could use a friend. Well, you don't say nothing at all. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. It's a long way home. No reply in a year. Cause all the fallen leaves, the birds, the breeze captured me again. And all the lies you tell to someone else sure could use a friend.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio.
Matt and Air on Air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.